This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. I think somebody hit that camera. Is it crooked? Mm-hmm. We'll fix it during the break. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Wouldn't it be funny if it fell right over?
No.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Anybody at all, listen, for my, I don't want to say old Italian friends, because that doesn't quite sound right, does it? My old Italian friends, though, you'll remember this guy. So today apparently is Happy Columbus Indigenous Peoples Person Discover the Country Day. I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. Anyway.
In 1492, three ships sailed out to sea. The Nina and the Pinta and the...
Come on, everybody.
And as they sailed the stormy sea on that historic day, from way up in the crow's nest, you could hear Luigi say,
"Believe me, Mr. Columbus, the tread of the ship around."
That's right.
Take me back, I want to feel my two feet on the ground.
Oh, hey.
Tell Isabella that the world is round.
Believe me, Mr. Columbus, the tread of the ship around.
Now, see, I can only get away with that. I hope you know that, right? Making the funny Italian joke things, because, you know, those, politically speaking, it's a very bad thing to do. For me, it's fine. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. You know, we have learned that, you know, Columbus Day, you can't call it Columbus Day anymore because he was such a mean and nasty and hateful person that he set, you know, he set out to, I don't know, wipe out the Indians. And you know why they're called Indians from those days, right? Some of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, you know I make fun of this day on a regular basis. And I don't do it to put him down. I do it because my joke is, here's a guy, he makes a wrong turn, he goes to the wrong place, he ends up in the wrong place, and we celebrate him. Where else does that happen? Right? You see, they didn't know America was here. They thought they were taking a shortcut to get to India. That's where the name Indians came in. Or over the years, anyhow. Right? So... But many places aren't celebrating Columbus Day anymore because they talk about how we're giving honor to a man who killed millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of Indians or Native Americans, depending on how you relate to that. So it's really a lot of fun here because it just happens to be Columbus. You want to call it Discovery in America Day? What do you want to call it? Because that's really what it's all about. And it was unofficially celebrated by a bunch of cities, you know, up to a certain point. It started as early as the 18th century. But it became a federal holiday to like 1937, right? Now, why we've turned this into Columbus Day. I don't know. And I don't have a problem with it because, remember, he's one of my people. He's an Italian. You know, I've actually got emails from some of you guys in the past as to why that Italian thing is so important, or why. But you never, do you ever ask a Hispanic or a Mexican person why being Mexican is so important, or Mexican descent? It doesn't seem to bother you, right? Only when I do it. Started in 1970. You remember, you know, free drugs, rock and roll, and sex, and all that fun stuff. That's what was going on in the 70s. So we had to have all this craziness. He was an Italian-born explorer. He set sail in August of 1492. He was heading for Asia. Again, went up in the wrong place. He intended to chart the Western Sea Route to China, India, and what to get all that gold and spice in those islands of Asia. Instead, he landed in the Bahamas. God, leave it up to a guinea not to be able to read a map, right? You know what I'm saying? He became the first, technically, he was the first European explorer to end up in the Americas. You know, it's really funny that little side note here. You don't mind do a little side note, right? Contrary to popular belief, most educated Europeans in Columbus's day understood that the world was round, but they didn't know about the Pacific Ocean. They thought it was just, you know, one big landmass, and you had some water, and you could go around the other way and get there faster. And that's what this whole trip was about. It was not about discovering the New World or New Worlds. Later in October, he found Cuba. He believed it was mainland China. I'm telling you, the guy was a goofball. In December, the expedition found Hispaniola, which he thought might be Japan. Did they have dope on those ships in those days, you think?
Lots of beer.
Lots of beer, that's right. Okay, well, that explains it right there. Never mind. Thought it might be Japan, so he established Spain's first colony in the Americas. And he left 39 men behind. Can you see that one? We're going to be... You're leaving us here? In March 1493, Columbus returned to Spain and he had gold and spices. He had Indian captives. The explorer crossed the Atlantic several more times before his death in 1506. It wasn't until his third journey that Columbus finally realized he hadn't reached Asia. Like, what was the hint? I mean, seriously. God. Oh, here we go. See? Hey, I wish I could show you this. Every time I say the word serious, guess what goes on? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Kimberly Wren joins me on the other side of the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's like a Batman shot. Remember the old Batman shots that were kind of tilted off and all that fun stuff? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. God, this is bad. 732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I really do. You know, we were talking about Columbus Day, or I guess, I don't know, I don't even know what to call it anymore. Is it like Indigenous Peoples Columbus Guinea Day? I have no idea. I'm just totally confused. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know you tune in tonight, and it ain't for me. I'm sure it ain't for me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I always get a kick out of it. I appreciate the time she spends with us. Kimberly, What's it for you?
What?
What? Oh, don't sound.
What's it for me?
Don't sound like a San Fernando Valley 70s girl, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Like, really? Like, totally?
Yeah. No,
what's it for me? What's that mean?
Well, like, is it Columbus Day? Is it Indigenous People Day? Is it Barbecue Day? Is it, I mean, what is, help me.
It's just a regular day of the week, and there are no Indigenous people to North America. Everybody came here from somewhere else, okay? Let's just get that out of the way right now.
Oh, yeah, I'll give them your email address. It's all good.
You go ahead. I love hate mail. I love it.
You know, we're losing the, and that's the thing. The thing that bothers me is this. As I was thinking about this today, I'm listening, yeah, and I listen to the radio from time to time, and I'm thinking about this today. And as I'm driving around, I'm going, you know what? This has absolutely nothing to do about Columbus. This has everything in the world to do about another assault against America. Another assault against the American narrative, right? Let's start from the very beginning about talking about what a bunch of nasty, hateful, blankety-blank people we are. Am I right?
The progressives just want to change history. They want to alter history so that they can, you know, make excuses for trying to alter the Constitution. They're so hateful about this country for some reason that they just want to change everything. And they never want to talk about the good things that this country has done, where we are one of the freest, if not the freest country in the entire world. But that's not good enough because, you know, they hate freedom anyway, except for freedom to abort living human beings. But it's just they want to change history. And they only want people to remember bad parts of history, not the good parts, just the bad parts. And, you know, maybe they want to take a look at what's happened to Native Americans today and take a look at that. Tell these left-wingers to go visit an Indian reservation. It's pretty horrific. I spent time in several of them, and it was pretty horrifying. And that's all because the people are all dependent on the government. So, you know what? No.
You're saying you don't want to be dependent on the government. Is that kind of what I'm getting from all this?
Nobody should be, but I'm just saying they claim to be so for Native Americans, Indians, Indigenous people, whatever, but they live horribly on reservations, and they've done nothing to make it better.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care to make it better. They don't care to help out. They just it goes back to what I've been saying for a long time. It's strictly about control. I haven't been able to get off that mantra because nobody has given me any evidence whatsoever of anything any different. And again, it goes back to you started into it. Neither one of us finished it, but it really is an assault on the American narrative. It's an assault on what we do, you know, our history from day one. You know, they talk about slavery. They talk about this. They don't talk about the hundreds of thousands of white men who died, white women who died, trying to abolish slavery. They don't talk about that because that would put a big hole in their narrative. Now, in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Electoral College because I actually heard a college student last night say the Electoral College was put in place to keep blacks from voting. And I'm going, okay, I couldn't smoke enough crack to pull that out of any piece of history, could you?
No, and you know, they're getting that from morons in the media who are saying things like that. And that lunatic from New York, Ocasio or whatever, Cortez.
Who is going to be, did you know she was going to have an inauguration when she wins? Did you know that?
Yeah, and then she's going to hear about that? She's going to sign legislation into law, yep.
There you go. Good for her. It's good to have an ambition, don't you think?
God. It's good to have big mouth dumb people out in public. That's what's good to have.
You know the sad part about this, though? She's graduated from high school and college, right? What does that say about the education system?
That's the scary part, is that all these people going to, you know, graduating high school, going to college, don't know a damn thing about history.
No.
Nothing.
Nope.
What has happened to our education system that these kids aren't learning history? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, unions. The left has taken over education as well and destroyed that. I believe me, we had this conversation before. I've read some of the Howard Zinn history books that they're teaching in public schools in K through 12, or at least the elementary school, and it's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying what they're teaching kids.
I agree with you. I look at that and give them both sides of what they believe to be the reality. Give them both sides of what's going on. Let them take it from there. But don't start off with how nasty, how terrible and disgusting it was. You know, I didn't know this so recently, but it was the Knights of Columbus, you know, a very, very powerful Catholic organization that pushed for this to become a holiday as a whole. And it was, it was the Dems' Lord and Savior, Franklin Roosevelt, that put this into place.
Oh, FDR.
Yeah, don't they all have a statue of him in their homes?
Yeah, probably. they love him. He was big government. He was the worst president ever, except for Obama. And they think he's just a god. The god of big government. That's what he was.
Yep. You know,
hey, one good thing he did, though, I have to say, one good thing about FDR is he didn't believe that the public sector should unionize, and I 100% agree with him on that.
I've heard that, but I've never studied that because I've never gone down that road.
No, it's true, because even the unions at the time, heads of the unions didn't believe that they should, because you're not negotiating with the actual people paying your salaries. You're negotiating with people that are bought into office. That's how this JFK screwed us up on that one.
Oh, I know he did. I know. That part of the story, I know. He just signed it in thinking he was going to win the big one, you know?
Yep.
All right, we're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Kimberly Marin coming up. We're going to talk about the zombies in front of the Supreme Court over the weekend. It was almost funny. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh again took the oath for a seat on the Supreme Court in the ceremony in the White House East Room. President Trump apologized to the Kavanaugh family for the bruising confirmation battle that focused on charges of sexual misconduct.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh said he has promoted women throughout his career.
I'm proud that all four of my newly hired law clerks at the Supreme Court are women, a first in the history of the Supreme Court.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love.
I could do that voice at like, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning. That's about the lowest I get. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and if you're viewing us on that interweb thing, we are going to get one of these coffee mugs, TRS mug. Coffee tastes better in a mug. I don't know how to tell you. And you'll never know until you buy it. However, there is no satisfaction guaranteed. You're on your own. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to help us get all irritated, kick off the week, and get things rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always, always a lot of, especially today. Especially? That's not right. Especially today. I'll learn how to speak someday. See, I come from Boston. We can't, we moiter the King's English. You know that, right?
Yes.
Right.
People need a translator when they come up here.
I was going to say, you know, there are more schools or places of education per square mile in Boston, but they couldn't speak English to save their lives, right? I mean, it's kind of where I'm at. So.
Yeah, it's. I remember when I first moved up here, I had to ask people to spell stuff, or it's the Boston area, I had to ask people to spell things, and then I became the translator, and then I understood, I could tell where somebody was, what area they were from, based on their accent.
Oh, wow, that's sad. So listen, let's get to the Kavanaugh thing. I mean, Kavanaugh now what's his official term? He's not a judge anymore.
He's a justice.
Justice. Now he's a justice. There you go. So Justice Kavanaugh, and think about that, right? They had a hustle this weekend so he could start hearing cases on Monday.
Uh-huh.
I can imagine what that's like. And you know that he's the first justice to have an all-female staff?
Not a surprise.
I mean, well, you know, the way he likes to assault women, why would you have anything else?
Yeah. We knew that he was going to do that beforehand, but, you know,
wait a minute. He's been doing this for years. This is a habit of his. He's been helping promote women through the court system like this for decades.
Yep.
So, I know, it's just amazing. Well, anyhow, so did you see the video that when they were swearing or voting or swearing him in, I don't even know at what point in time over the weekend, it was like, do you remember the scene, the Night of the Living Dead, when all the zombies were there and they were banging on doors and they were trying to get in the house? Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like.
They
were around those huge doors, and they were pounding on the doors like somebody was going to let me in, right?
Yeah, that's okay. That looks like, you know what, now you think about it, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, would be a good place to go if there was a zombie apocalypse. Because they couldn't get the doors open, and they were living. Well, brain dead, but living. They are an embarrassment. It's really, truly an embarrassment. They're an embarrassment to my sex. They are an embarrassment to this country. They're just an embarrassment. And the thing is that Democrat leadership and all these left-wing orgs, because everybody knows there's a gazillion left-wing orgs that are being funded by billionaires and millionaires, they lie to these people. They dumb these people down. They treat these people like stupid sheep, and mm-hmm. some of them obviously are banging on the doors, and tell them all these horrifying things that are going to happen if Kavanaugh is seated on the court. They're lying, number one. And number two, they gin up these people and get them all emotional so that these people end up needing mental health medication and help. That's exactly what the left does. They treat us all like we're stupid sheep, but it's just that some people fall for it. Other people don't.
Think about everything they said was going to happen when Trump got into the office. The economy is going to tank. Women were going to lose all their rights. I mean, they went through it. None of that stuff happened. Nothing they said would happen has happened. What?
Of course it didn't.
Oh, yeah, nothing.
No, none of it happened. I've asked left-wingers that. I'm like, so what rights did I lose? Tell me what rights I lost or what rights I'm going to lose. They can't because I'm not going to lose any rights. Because believe me, if I thought I was going to lose some of my rights, I would be fighting alongside other people for them. But I'm not going to. Of course, if Democrats are elected, hint, hint, America, we will lose our rights, especially Second Amendment rights.
No. Because if you look at what they're doing in California, you get more rights because now they're forcing corporations to put women, they have to have at least one woman on the board.
That is not a right, number one, Mr. Messina. Number two, that is insulting.
I am so glad you said that. Go ahead.
It should be insulting to every woman in this country, never mind in California, that these lunatics in California government decided that women aren't good enough and we can't do it on our own to be on a board in a business, Fortune 500 business in California?
Yeah.
Sure we can if we want to, and we can work hard and we can get ourselves there. We don't need the government to say, here you go, little women folk. We know you can't do it. We know you're not good enough to do it, so we're just going to give it to you no matter what. It's embarrassing, and it's insulting, and it's demeaning.
I said the same thing when Sharpton came out with the need of more black people. And I said, you know, here's the problem. You guys cannot scream about big corporations being greedy and wanting all the money and wanting to make more profit, because if that's truly the case, then they don't care what gender, what color, what anything you are. They're going to put you on the board if you're going to make money. And on top of the hypocrisy, this comes from a group of guys in Sacramento who say, there are no genders. No more genders. We can't be doing this anymore, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Think about it, dummies.
And what if one of the males, the biological males of the 27 member board says, oh, and by the way, I identify as a black female. Okay, we done? Is it over then?
There you go. Just identify as a woman. They figure that way.
Oh, God. They did this. And they did this. And they don't even realize what they've done. Yeah, they never realize what they've done. So
no, of course not, because they're not smart enough to realize they're dumb in the first place.
And then, I'm so confused. This whole thing that's gone down this weekend is so confusing. Then they're going after Susan Collins, saying that she's not a feminist, right? She's not because she didn't side with the woman.
Why would anyone want to be a left-wing feminist today? They're horrifying. They're dumb as dirt. They are puppets of the Democrat Party patriarchy. They demean their own selves and all other women by demanding that the government provide things for them because they have to depend on the government. That's the antithesis. And you can't even see my Italian hand miming right now. They can't eat because they have to depend on the government because they can't take care of themselves. And they can't succeed on their own. And they can't do things on their own. That is the opposite of the way I was brought up to be an independent, equal woman. They're horrifying. And they don't even see it. That's the worst part. They don't even see it.
No, I've never understood this whole thing where I know a lot of, look at growing up in IT, in the IT business, there were a lot of strong, smart women that didn't need anybody's help moving up. They did their jobs. They were strong. They were good. They were smart. And in that business, if you know what you're doing, you move up the ladder, period. End of discussion.
I've worked in STEM fields my entire career, which is obviously it is male dominated. But guess what? I happen to like logic, reasoning, number crunching, stats, et cetera, et cetera. So I always worked.
I would have never
field.
Guessed that of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I'm not into that whole, you know, study of feminist theory.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched my mouth.
I know you did.
So, but. I never thought, oh, gee, I should demand the government get me better jobs in this field, or I should demand the government have programs for, you know, pushing women to go in STEM. No, I know lots of women in STEM fields. We enjoy it. We liked it. That's what we wanted to go into because it was what we liked to do. And that's the same thing today. What changed? What's changed over the past 20 years other than left-wing feminist jobs who depended on government?
My wife was my boss at our technology company. I mean, for all intents and purposes.
Still your boss.
Shut up. We're going to go for a break on that note. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly may or may not be back after the break. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring her on because I have a lot of fun with this. Kimberly Moran is on with me. Always appreciate the time that she spends with us on the air and, you know, trying to make, well, I was going to say trying to make some sense of all this, but they're really... There's no way to make
sense. There's no making sense of the left. There is not one anything that could make sense of the left. Not even Sigmund Freud could.
You know, I have some sane Democrat friends. They're really good people. And one of them I was telling you this during the break. Might as well talk about it now. And one of the ones we were talking about, he actually said to me, I don't agree that you guys are going to keep the Congress. I think we're going to take Congress, and I think you're going to lose. You may lose a seat or two in Senate, or you may keep it. I don't know. And I said, dude, what's your message? How are you going to pull over an independent? How do you pull over a left-leaning Republican? What are you selling? And he got quiet for like a total of 20 seconds. I said, exactly. You got nothing. What are you bringing to the table? We're not Trump. We want to be kinder and gentler. We're going to turn everything around. What do you got?
Do you know what they're doing in New Hampshire? They're admitting they're going to raise taxes. They're admitting they want to put an income tax into place by putting in family paid leave, medical leave, which is an income tax on every employee in the state. I mean, they're going to do the opposite of what the Republican governor is doing, and the state's doing pretty good. They don't have a message. They don't have a party platform. They don't have anything useful for the American people anymore. They want to impeach Trump. They want to impeach Kavanaugh now. That's added to what they want to do. Democrats have literally nothing to offer voters.
Perfect. There's the message. You beat me to it. There's the message, right? Impeach and impeach and raise taxes. There you go.
Yep.
Perfect.
Oh, wait, don't forget massive gun control.
There you go, that too.
They have a huge, you know, a huge list of gun control that they want to put into place because, you know, they believe in choice when it comes to abortion, but not with when women want to practice their Second Amendment rights to protect themselves.
Right. So here's my question for you, right? And we've been talking about this all along, and apparently Professor Ford is disbanding her legal people, and they're not going to pursue this case anymore. Now, she's got the money to do it. You know, if you've seen her, what do they, GoFundMe or whatever they are that she has?
Yeah.
So she's got the money. Now,
yep.
Kimberly, if you had been assaulted to the level she said, and you knew this guy was as demonic as everybody said he was, what would you do?
I would pursue it. She's not going to pursue it because then they're going to investigate her as well. And also because there is nothing to investigate when you don't have a location or an actual date and you have no witnesses. There's nothing left. There's literally nothing left.
No, but wait a minute. This gets better. The witnesses, the names of the people she gave all said the same thing, right? We have no recollection of that happening.
Yep.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. There's nothing. There's nothing for them to investigate. Nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
So of course she's not going to pursue it. She's being smart.
Isn't it interesting though? The Dems are the one that said they wanted a week, right? They talked about they wanted a week to make it happen. They get the week. What do they say? Not enough time. We need more time.
Yep.
No kidding. Really? And then they said we're not the ones, you know, moving the goalposts. Hello.
That was the intention all along. Honestly, this. When you really look at it from beginning to end, right, because a lot of us were watching this, paying attention from beginning to end, the minute Kavanaugh was announced, Democrats came out and said, we're going to destroy him, we need to destroy him, we need to destroy him. They lied and said he's going to, you know, make abortion illegal, he's going to take away LGBTQ LMNOP rights, he's going to do all these things to, you know, hurt people, quote unquote. Which is all not true. So they came out and said that right away. Then they had the nomination hearing, and he aced it. He sailed through it. He came off looking like a Supreme Court justice.
Oh.
When they failed to get him there, that's when they took this 11th hour accusation, which they sat on for 2 months, and threw it against the wall to see if public opinion mob rule would work to derail him. Look, if they really cared about this allegation and they thought it was real, they would have privately, in order to protect Dr. Ford, they would have privately investigated it to respect her privacy, but also to find out if there was anything to corroborate her accusation. They chose not to do that. They chose to throw it against the wall and see if it would stick. They knew it. There was nothing to corroborate her her account, and they probably figured because Republicans usually back down, right?
Right.
You've seen it many times.
Were you were totally surprised, but you had to be as surprised as I was by the fight that the Republicans put up. Come on.
Yeah. they found some cojones.
Hey, thank you for cleaning that up, by the way. I appreciate that very much. Hey, but But, okay, so this is great and this is wonderful. Looks like the numbers are starting to lean very much in the favor of Republicans. We're starting to fire up Republican base who realize that they, if the Dems will do this to Kavanaugh, can you imagine what else they're going to do should they get control of either one of the houses, right?
So, exactly.
But you can't just have the Republicans and the Democrats. We need independents. How are we going to play to people like you?
Oh, I'm in. I was not planning on voting Republican all down my ballot, but I am now because of these Kavanaugh hearings. They tried to destroy a man, a man that could have been my father, my brother, my husband, or my son. Mm-hmm. They tried to destroy him just based on an accusation that had no factual evidence to back it up and no corroborating witnesses, just for politics, just for some kind of perceived political gain. I'm horrified that they even tried to do this. And they forget that some women know history, and we know, especially around here, Salem witch trials. That was women being accused with no evidence or anything.
Yep.
So do they think that, I don't think that they would do the same thing to me for politics? We know the left does that.
Oh,
what
yeah.
they did to Kavanaugh was disgusting, and that could be anybody. And it shows how despicable and actually evil Democrats are, all for political gain. They didn't care about Ford. They didn't care about Kavanaugh or his family. It's all for politics. And that is disgusting. And independents can't stand that kind of stuff. I'll tell you right now. And I certainly can't. I'm already in. I'm in.
Did you listen? I think you're in. It sounds like you might be in. Did you listen to Colin's speech on Friday?
I didn't hear all of it, but I listened to part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't usually listen to those speeches, but I kept catching buzzwords and key phrases. And at first I'm going, oh, crap, she is going to go down the wrong road here. But she laid it out so well. You couldn't tell what side of the issue she was on at all. Until she came up with the vote at the very end, right?
Yeah.
And I said to myself, wow, that the way she did that was factual, and it was true, and she brought both sides up, and I thought it was great, and now they're going to work hard to remove her. Now, you're not far from her. For real, what do you think? Because, you know, people from Maine are pretty, when I was in the Boston area.
No.
Why?
It's only the bigger cities in Maine, and they have all kinds of out-of-state left-wing organizations that come in there and push stuff. Believe me, Mainers are not like that. It's, again, just like everywhere else, out-of-state left-wing billionaires and millionaires infuse money into the state and into the cities where they make people in the whole state think that that's how it really is, and it's not.
Right.
It's the cities.
Yeah,
Portland's probably the, Kittery. Portland, those are probably the worst. Portland's probably the worst.
Yeah.
But it's not like that at all. I was just there recently for when they had their gun control protest at Kittery Trading Post. And
They must love seeing you show up, right?
Oh, some of the people were from, one of them was a state representative from New Hampshire. She knew who I was when I was taking her picture. it ended up being more pro 2A protesters there than there was anti. So it was very interesting. And, half of them probably weren't even from Maine. So
all right, we're running out of time. Tell people how they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Okay. And then you're going to write a piece this week about how we win over independents, right?
I should do that.
You should. I mean, you're there with them. You understand how the mind works. I mean, seriously. And I think the Republicans are a heck of a lot closer to winning them over than the Dems are. I think the Dems are pushing them away.
But that's what I'm doing in New Hampshire. I'm blasting the Dems and just telling the truth about the Dems. They're against school choice. They want to raise your taxes.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Well, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. That was Kimberly. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk. Oh, well, she not. I am. We're going to talk. Or I'm going to talk. God, I can get this right eventually. We're going to talk about the Electoral College and why it's so important and how it plays out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.